Hi guys, my name's Joanna and I'm an addict. And I still feel like that little kid that can't quite see over the counter here. But that's okay, I'm working through it. I just wanted to... Thank you. When I got asked to talk about slowly committing suicide, of course I looked in the basic text, and I hear it at every meeting that I go to where we read the readings. And it hits the nail on the head. I mean, certainly with me. And when I say me, I know my sponsor said that, you know, me really means we, because as addicts, I'm not any different than anybody else. And I just want to read where it's at in Why Are We Here. Most of us realize that in our addiction, we were slowly committing suicide. But addiction is such a cunning enemy of life that we have lost the power to do anything about it. And that's pretty intense. For me, it's easy to talk about what I did in my addiction to slowly commit suicide. I mean, I could write a book. We all could write a book. That's, you know, that's how I got here. That's why I'm here. And that's not, in my life today, that's important to remember where I came from, but it's really important to remember that I can commit suicide in recovery. And that's really where I want to focus on, because, you know, the war stories are great and everything, and, you know, and the things that I did, I'm sure, are no different than what anybody else did. The putting myself in situations where I don't know people, putting myself in dangerous, volatile situations with, you know, weapons and abusive relationships, having unprotected sex, and the list goes on. And, you know, putting people out of my life who really cared about me. You know, just being embarrassed and ashamed to be around people who were trying to help me, and cutting them out of my life. That was a form of committing suicide that I can still do today, you know. And people doing things for drugs that I didn't want to do, you know, that's another thing. And but today, I really do want to focus on what's going on, what I can do today to get back in that same rut and do the same things and really just have my spiritual condition plummet. And it's for me, it'll start off slowly. Kind of like, oh, I don't need to call my sponsor today. I just talked to her a week ago, a day ago, a whatever ago, you know. And my ego can get caught up in that. I don't need to call my sponsor. I can make a good decision today, you know. And then I start thinking, oh, okay, well, if I make one good decision, I can make another one and another one. And all of a sudden, gee, how did I get here? Boy, my life really sucks, you know. Besides the calling my sponsor, getting out of service positions. You know, when I got here, I jumped straight into service. And it's easy for me to say, well, you know, if I don't go to area service, it's the same old drama. And maybe I'm just unique, and maybe you guys don't really think that or anything, but I can think, you know, or going to, you know, I go to the same meetings and hear the same people bitching about the same thing. They're doing nothing but crying about the same guy that they were crying about last week, last month, last year, whatever, you know. And all of a sudden, I don't need to go to that meeting. In fact, I can recover staying at home watching TV, right? I mean, it's just worse going to the meeting and just, you know, coming out and saying, boy, I need a meeting, don't I? And I can get caught up in that too, really easily. And I have to stay vigilant to stay on top of that too. And let's see, what else? When I think that also in the Why Are We Here, it talks about the medication, religion, psychiatry, thinking that those methods, you know, that could be a direction that I could go in. And you know, before when I was out there. And I tried it all. I did. I tried the, okay, well, I'm going to give my friend my money so I won't spend it this week. I don't know if you guys did that. I did that. I put it in the mail or mail it to myself. That way I don't have it, you know. It never worked. And this is the last, I swear this is the last one, the last time, I'm not doing this again tonight, and it's just the repetition, the addiction, the caught up in it, and I had lost the power to do anything about it. And I'm really grateful, obviously, that I found Narcotics Anonymous and that I found a solution, that I find solutions every day, that you guys show me solutions and tell me about it, and that I can do something different today. And, I can also get caught up in, all right, well, what I have to share in a meeting isn't that important. Maybe I should just keep my mouth shut. I mean, compared to the newcomer, they're ready to die, and they've got probation and parole hanging over their head, and I'm just, and my boss yelled at me, and I feel bad today. Maybe I need to just be quiet about it. And so what do I do? I'm minimizing my feelings, what I'm sharing, what I'm going through is not important enough. It's not enough to really bring it to a meeting and to tell you guys about it. And that's another way where I can slowly just cut back and really not stay on top of my recovery, And these things aren't, for me, they're not as challenging as when I first got here and was, I'm in an abusive relationship. Yes, I can see that I'm ready to die right in front of me. Yes, I am committing suicide right now. But these are things that go on that I can do slowly today that just eat one more piece of self-esteem away from me. They just tack, one more piece of self-worth that, it slowly goes down. Another thing with, because it did touch on, the whole, why are we here, medication and stuff, and religion, psychiatry. And when I'm sick and I go to the doctor and they give me an antibiotic or something, do I finish the whole thing, or do I stop taking it when I start feeling better? Am I following directions all the way, or do I think I know best? There's another example of not following through. Just another thing of, here I go, my ego knows best, it's not that important. Again, minimizing. And for me, that starts, okay, so I'm not finishing the whole 10-day thing, I do 7 days. Well, what does that really mean, though? That means I know better than the doctor. Now, that might be a problem, okay? The 3 days of medication, I might be okay, but now I'm starting to think that I know it all. And that's not a good place for this addict to be. Also with, when I get a phone call, and the phone rings, and it's a sponsee, and I say, I really don't want to answer it right now. I'll call him back. All of a sudden, my life's more important than somebody else's? Whatever happened to this whole, I need to keep what I have by giving it away. Another example. A newcomer calls at 12, 1 o'clock at night. My phone number's in the hotline, whatever, call an addict, you can, call my number and everything, and the phone rings. Well, 2 o'clock in the morning, it's probably pretty important, And when the phone's ringing, I'm like, do I really want to get up or just ignore it and let them call somebody else? And these are real things that I struggle with. My phone does ring at 2 o'clock in the morning. My brain does say, do I want to answer it or not? And I always feel better when I do. I feel better when I follow through. Well, hey, little man, what's going on? When the newcomer calls and I pick it up, when my sponsees call and I pick it up now instead of having to deal with it later, when I do something today instead of putting it off, I can pay now or I can pay later with interest. And that's something where I know the slowly committing suicide is something I need to stay on top of, because it can't happen here. It can't happen to me. I'm not exempt. And, so it's, not every time when I hear the reading, it does, it can kind of get a, well, you know, I can come in late to a meeting, you know, 5 or 10 minutes. What? It's just the readings anyway. I mean, nobody's going to, it's not a big deal. I can stop off and pick up my coffee before I get to the meeting. What's 5 or 10 minutes, you know? And, but these are the readings that I'm missing. And this is the stuff that that does and can apply today in my life. And that's really important. And what I was, step work, you know? Well, I've been through the steps once, you know, and it's not, how pressing is it today? Or, you know, I started going back to college, you know, and I'm like, homework or step work, you know? I mean, it's, you know, step work tomorrow night. My TV show's on tonight. I'll get to writing tomorrow or next week, or I'll set aside a day that I never really get to. And that's another thing for me. When the pain's not great enough, do I, you know, am I going to wait? Or do I need a way to generate some more pain? And that's something that, it's a choice. For me, it's a choice. Slowly committing suicide. Am I going to, do I want what I have, or do I want to, you know, cause some unmanageability and some drama and some chaos and so on and so forth? So what I try to do in being vigilant is I try to share my home group every week. I go to my home group every week. I have a home group. Imagine that, a home group. Wow. You know, I'm still involved in area service. Well, our area service is on a Sunday from 2 until 5. I mean, there were a lot of football games going on, you know, and everybody else is watching the football game, and they're having a nice old time and a party, and everybody's going, I don't want to go to area service. And then you get the jokes, area circus service, why are you doing that? And nobody wants, you know, and but I have a commitment. And when I don't keep a commitment, just one more piece of self-esteem gets taken away from me, you know. And I heard it said it's like a candle, a room full of candles. And you blow one out, and you don't notice that it's getting any darker. But you blow another one out and another one, and in a month you can't see inside the room. And that's what it can be like for me. I don't show up to that one commitment, then I don't show up to another one, and I say I'm going to. And guess what? It just starts eating and eating and eating at me. And that's not the person that I want to be. I want to show up to, I want to keep my word today. I want to say I'm going to do something, and you know that Joanna's going to do it. And that's important, but that doesn't come overnight for me. You know, that was time. That was the thing that I had to earn. And that's something that I still try to do today, because I know I don't feel good when I tell somebody I'm going to do something and I don't do it. It's not a good feeling. Then I try to avoid them. Well, here we go again. Here's the cycle of not going to meetings because all my friends are in meetings. I mean, that's my whole life, my network, so on and so forth. And then, oh, well, then I don't call my sponsor because she was going to ask me about that thing that I was supposed to do that I didn't do. And now she's going to talk to me about it. And, well, I don't want to deal with her. So here we go with the same cycle again and again and again. And so it's so important for me to be vigilant, to stay on top of these things, because I can slowly commit suicide in recovery. It doesn't have to be about the getting and using and finding ways and means to get more. It can be about not doing the next right thing, not showing up for the next commitment, you know, not keeping my word on that next thing, and not calling that one more person back, not staying on the phone that one more minute. You know, a form of complacency for me will generate into slowly committing suicide. So that's something that I definitely, it's important for me. It's no joke, because I am, you know, not drug proof. I'm just drug free. And that's important that my brain doesn't start thinking that I have the answers and that I know better than my sponsor or my doctor or my whatever, whoever, wherever. That once I start having the answers, then I have a problem, because I don't. The program has the answers. You know, you guys tell me the answers. I don't have the answers. My answers usually need to be run through somebody and then, you know, scanned a little bit and changed and tweaked and stuff. So, But I want to thank this year's convention for asking me to come up here and speak. I've had a great time so far, and thanks for letting me share.